This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A UN conference has voted to list prehistoric ruins near the ancient West Bank city of Jericho as a World Heritage Site in Palestine. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The decision is likely to anger Israel, which controls the territory and does not recognize a Palestinian state. Jericho is one of the oldest continually inhabited cities on earth and is in a part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank that's administered by the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority. The listing refers to the Tel Ez Sultan archaeological site nearby, which contains prehistoric ruins dating back to the 9th millennium BC and is outside the ancient city itself. The decision was taken by the UN World Heritage Committee meeting in Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is headed home by train on Sunday, according to Russian news agencies, after a week-long visit to Russia that included talks with President Vladimir Putin on closer military and other cooperations. A Turkish drone strike in northern Iraq on Sunday killed three fighters from the Sinjar Resistance Units, a militia affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers Party, according to Iraqi security sources. The European Union presented Sunday an emergency plan for Italy to help it handle migrant arrivals after a record number of people landed on the island of Lampedusa over the past week. EU President Ursula von der Leyen visited the island herself.
It is very important for me because irregular migration is a European challenge and it needs a European answer. So we are in this together.
This is VOA News. Anti-junta forces in Myanmar face a common enemy in the country's post-coup rulers. They're divided internally, and the leaders of dozens of ethnic armies aligned with the opposition can't agree on a common political strategy, all of which has its costs in terms of funding, arms, sanctions, and time. Specialists interviewed by VOA on Myanmar in recent weeks, like Ross Milosevic, a risk consultant who conducts field research in Myanmar, says command structure and the patchwork of the EAOs are riddled with divisions.
They talk about revolution a lot, but a revolution in anyone's doctrine must have a political and military solution that works side by side. And if they don't, their revolution will not work. They're joined at the hip, both political and military.
You can read more about this Myanmar story on our website, voanews.com. Activists from the climate group Last Generation spray-painted Berlin's famous Brandenburg Gate on Sunday, calling for the abandonment of fossil fuels and more action on climate change. Six pillars of the monument at the heart of the German capital were sprayed with orange warning paint. More stories of political oppression emerging from Zimbabwe Sunday. Lawyers for an opposition party councillor in Zimbabwe say he and a relative were abducted, beaten, and whipped by unknown men after a post-election crackdown on criticism of recently re-elected President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling party. More than a dozen opposition figures, including elected representatives, officials, and activists, have been targeted with violence or arrested by police. Comedian and actor Russell Brand has denied any criminal wrongdoing, as British media reported on Saturday that four women accused him of sexual assaults, including rape. Here is Reuters' Diane Toe.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand faces allegations of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse spanning 7 years at the peak of his fame. The claims against the former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry emerged from a joint investigation by Britain's The Times and the Sunday Times newspapers, as well as the Channel 4 TV documentary show Dispatches.
What I seriously refute...
Hours before the first newspaper report was published online on Saturday, the 48-year-old posted on social media a preemptive denial to unspecified, very serious criminal allegations.
The report said the incidents took place between 2006 and 2013. Scott Walterman, VOA News.